We're here with my client, Ilka, who I met at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas about 3 months ago. How are you doing, Ilka?
I'm very good. Thanks for inviting me, Amit.
No, thank you. I just wanted to talk to my listeners today about my one-on-one experiences I have with my clients and, you know, to sort of educate them on the process of what goes on, because I have a very unconventional way of meeting clients. I don't have a store, so I end up meeting really incredible people like you at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel bar. And I met you there about 3 months ago. Do you want to kind of explain to people about your experience and how it was different maybe than going into a traditional store to buy your timepiece? Because yes. I know you have an IWC pilot's watch.
That's correct.
And I don't know where you purchased it, but I would assume it wasn't from a little Indian brown man like me.
Yeah, Actually, the IWC is my first watch, my first real watch I purchased back in 2008, and that was from Selfridges in London while I was visiting there. But yeah, I think it was almost 3 months ago when we first met here at the Mandarin, and I was just sitting in the bar by myself having a drink, and then I see this Indian connoisseur approaching me asking about my watch, and then we just had a casual conversation, and you weren't really pitching me anything or selling me anything. But I told you that I have been thinking about buying this particular watch now that you got
the Glashütte Navigator pilot's watch.
Yes.
with a panorama date.
And you actually made me a very tempting offer, but at that time I was just visiting here very shortly, and I was going back to Finland within a couple of weeks' time, and obviously because they don't manufacture these watches anymore, so there was a little bit of delivery time issues and so on. But I went back to Finland, and then it so happened that I came back to U.S. for a business trip, and then, of course, immediately contacted Amit and told him that I want to purchase this watch from him. And you know, it's just because I appreciate his expertise in the field of watches, and the nice casual conversation we just briefly had a couple of months back.
That's wonderful. Now, in terms of, you know, the process of ordering it and everything, like how would you say? Did you feel like you had your own concierge working for you to do all the things for you to order?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, I felt that you, I mean, I had no issues, for instance, giving my credit card information out to you. I mean, I trusted you, although we had only met very briefly. And, you know, you always reply to, for instance, emails within minutes. And that's exactly what I do with my clients in my business, which is totally completely a different business field. But, you know, I absolutely think that your estimate for the delivery time and everything was, you know, perfect.
Thank you. And, you know, listen, it's a pleasure to deal with you as well, because I'll tell you, not all clients are as pleasurable to deal with as you are.
Yeah.
You became a friend of mine. And for me, that's the most important thing.
You know,
it's trust is a very important thing. It's a very hard thing to build, but
yes,
it's the most important thing to build.
I agree on that. Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like, you know, the same way that, you know, I only dealt with you for minutes. Like, you know, usually I'm a very discerning person, and I have a good feeling about people. The same way, there are a lot of people out there who you meet and you don't know their background or where they're from, or, you know, I when I work with people, I get a good feeling. So the same way where, you know, you trusted me, we each trusted each other.
Sure.
And it was mutual, and I think that's what made this work.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really look forward to, you know, getting your next watches in the future as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, this particular experience is a real testament to you, and it's also a testament to the service I provide, because now it's a global experience where, you know, even though, yes, you have work in this country and, you know, you live in Finland, and that's where you're from, and, you know, I know they're more expensive there.
That's correct. And of course, you gave me a very good deal of this watch, but also I appreciate the overall experience you've given me while purchasing it. I definitely, the next watch I will get, I will get it from you as well.
Thank you very, very much. And you know, what about, you know, people who, you know, you meet, I'm sure you meet a lot of people, I meet a lot of people. How would you feel about referring people? Would you feel comfortable enough to do
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. I mean, that would be my pleasure.
Thank you very much, Ilko. That means a lot. And do you want to kind of tell people about, because, you know, aside from the whole watch experience, mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to also delve into how you got into collecting watches. Like, what specifically for you was the game changer where you were like, you know what? I need a nice watch.
Oh, yeah. Well, the story behind that IWC is simply that I'm also a recreational pilot. So once I got my pilot's license back in 2008, I decided to reward myself apart from having that license. So I decided to reward myself with the watch, which is obviously a pilot's watch. And now this watch also you arrange me is also a pilot's watch. I think the next one will not be pilot's watch.
Fingers but, crossed. But, you know, you never know.
but you know, I have been very keen on watches ever since I was a young boy. But of course, then it takes a little bit of time and a little bit of growing up to be able to afford these expensive
sure.
pieces And for me, it also the process is always like it's not the spur of the moment. It takes, you know, sometimes it can take years. I mean, I've been looking into some certain type of watch or certain watch brand, and I've been following them. And
yeah, I think when we see that, you know, it's like a car, but it's for the wrist.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more accessible, and you can. It's a conversation starter. I mean, that's how we met. It was
yeah.
because of your IWC.
Yeah.
And I've said it many times, and I'll reiterate it again, that I don't think there's any other accessory out there for a man that is able to generate those kind of incredible interactions between people.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's what I love doing. And you want to also tell people a little bit about what you do for a living, because I think that's
yeah.
really interesting as well.
Yeah. Well, I have my own business. I work as a consultant, and we are basically what we are doing. We are building digital services for our customers. We are building digital user experiences, and it's to make it sound less complicated. I'm basically in the software industry where we are designing software.
Okay.
And the user experience for software. And also it has a little bit of doing with marketing. My background is in advertising business originally.
Okay.
To this service design business. And yeah, now working here in the U.S.
And how has that been for you, the experience of being in the U.S. versus being in Finland? Because, you know, you have a very intimate clientele.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a very service-based business like me. At the end of the day, you have to service your clients.
Yes.
How is the interaction different between there and here?
Well, that is a very good question. I suppose here the culture, people, this chit-chat culture over here in the U.S. is very different. People tend to connect more easily, whereas in Finland it takes always a little bit of time to get to know someone, you know, to be on the level of casual conversation. We don't do much of that in Finland, but here, yeah, I've been working with clients globally also when I've been in Finland, so my clients have pretty much always been abroad of Finland. Not necessarily in the U.S., but all over the world.
Well, that's pretty amazing, considering that, you know, it's not a connectivity sort of environment
mm-hmm.
in that culture or country. But you're exceptionally good at it, because, you know, I don't, considering where you're from and the experiences that you've had that have shaped your reality.
Yeah.
To me, it's like amazing that you're able to do that so easily. Because, I mean, hell, we met in 5 minutes, and we were fast friends very quickly. So I think you must be an exception to the rule.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, I always try to provide my customers with the best possible service, and I know that's something you also do. So we share the common passion for that.
Absolutely, and the advertising and marketing side, I'm sure, lends itself to many different things for you.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, you know, you must take notice of different watch brands. You're a watch guy now, officially. Mm. You were with your IWC, but you're now even more with your Glashütte Original. Mm. I love your watch because it has blue hands. I'm a sucker for blue hands.
It is a beautiful piece.
You know,
piece.
It's an amazing piece, and I hope you enjoy it in good health. And Ilkka, I really want to thank you today for your time, and I really appreciate your business, but more importantly, I appreciate your friendship, and I look forward to meeting again.
Thank you, Amit, and anytime.
Well, there we have it, people. That was my one-on-one interview with client and new friend, Ilkka. I'd like to thank Ilkka for his time and for explaining to you about working with me, and I'm so glad that he's happy with his new purchase and that he literally flew in to collect the watch from me in Las Vegas. He ordered it from me a month prior, and he had a great experience, and it was really fun, and I'm really I love connecting with people, and this is an example of, you know, connecting on not just a, you know, one-on-one level, but on a, honestly, and on an international scale. And so thank you, Ilkka. I'd also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, you can log on to my website at www.amitdevhonda.com, where you can check out my bio, my wrist shots, my podcasts, my videos, anything you want to know, my blog, which is packed with information on a regular basis. You can also sign up for my weekly newsletter, which gets delivered to your inbox every week. And you can follow me on my Instagram, my Twitter, and my Facebook fan page. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.